As we get closer and closer to the 2016 presidential election, political parties, as well as political scientists, are spending a good deal of time trying to figure out who Americans will be voting for and why. One of the most powerful tools they have in their disposal is the results from various exit polls, the information collected from voters right after an election.
But according to our next guest, the exit poll as we know it is in a bit of trouble. In addition to the rising costs of polling, more people these days are voting early or by absentee ballot, meaning there might be less reliable data to go on. In response, the Associated Press is now making moves to try and modernize the poll while keeping it affordable.
Scott Bland joins us now. He's the editor-in-chief of National Journal Hotline. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So why don't we start off by talking about why exit polls matter in the first place? Why are these so important?
Sure. Well, you know, for political analysts like myself and my colleagues here at National Journal, there's probably no more important data set than the exit poll. Basically, the pollsters stand outside voting precincts all across the country and get a representative sample of what people are thinking about, not just who they voted for, but who they are, you know, what race, what their income is, and why they made their decision, whether it was based on leadership characteristics, you know, whether the campaigns contacted them, all sorts of interesting information that we can kind of pore over for months and even years after, you know, this long conversation that the Republican Party has been having about its need to improve its performance with Hispanic voters is driven a lot by the 2012 exit poll, which showed that President Obama won 71% of Hispanics. So it's just a huge, hugely important resource for people in politics, people writing about politics, and it's one of the and on top of that, it's one of the tools that the networks use when they're one of many tools, but one of the tools that the networks use when they're making their calls on election night to decide, you know, when they can safely say that someone has won or lost a state.
So basically, you're getting more information to provide a little more context to the numbers in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the exit poll systems worked pretty well for a long time, but some of the cracks have begun forming. We mentioned some of those things in the intro about fewer people voting in person and lots more absentee ballots and things like that. Has that really had a big shift on how we're able to take a look at exit poll data or get exit poll data?
Yeah, that's kind of tied into a problem with polling in general right now, and particularly it's tied into cost, and I'll explain why using a Wisconsin example. So in 2012, over 660,000 voters in Wisconsin either cast absentee ballots or voted early. You know, they didn't vote on election day. And that works out to more than one-fifth of the total vote. And so what the folks who do the exit poll do in that kind of situation is they supplement their asking of questions of people at the voting precincts on election day with phone calls beforehand to try and talk to some of the people who voted early, because sometimes it can be very different groups who tend to vote predominantly early or predominantly absentee.
And so that's what adds the expense then, having to go out and call people.
Exactly, and because telephone polling is becoming much more expensive. It's expensive to call cell phones, which more and more people only have a cell phone and not a landline anymore. And on top of that, fewer than 1 in 10 people typically respond to telephone polls each day. So we're talking about a lot of calls and a lot of people that these pollsters have to pay to make these calls to get the right numbers, where you can, you know, break down into groups of, say, you know, white men over 50 and see how they voted and so on and so forth. And so the expense has gotten so great that the National Election Pool, which runs the exit polls for U.S. elections, actually didn't cover all 50 states in 2012. They left out some states like Georgia and Texas, which, you know, again, from my perspective, I would really love to have detailed data on what's going on in states like that where the population is changing so quickly. But it's just, you know, they weren't battleground states, and things have gotten so expensive that they decided not to do it.
You'd think with technology these days there'd be some way to fix that, though, right? I mean, is that what the Associated Press is trying to do, is find a new way of doing this?
Exactly. So what the Associated Press won a $250,000 grant from the Knight News Challenge to examine ways to use 21st century technology to maybe give the exit poll an update, and particularly try and make it less expensive, and so that they can continue doing it and continue expanding it to more places. Now, polling, there's a kind of a long-running debate in the polling community about telephone polling versus, you know, online or other new technology methods. Basically, you know, you or I can essentially call up, or any of these pollsters, should we say, can call up any phone number in the country, right, by dialing digits randomly or by dialing random people on the voter file. You can't just email a random selection of people like that, and there's a lot of kind of back-end work that goes into building, say, a representative sample of people who you can contact online enough people.
Is that partly because, I mean, people have multiple email addresses and things like that, so it's really hard to figure out whether you're asking the same person or you can't find those numbers or those addresses or there's no directory?
It's partly because of that, and also just because, you know, the internet has kind of opened so many possibilities. There's no kind of standard 10-digit phone number for people online, and so just being able to contact people it's just a different proposition. And so what the AP and its polling partners are doing is they're testing ways to kind of create a representative sample of people online and do a little bit of modeling and a little bit of, you know, more traditional polling models to try and figure out how to replace these expensive telephone calls with something that remains as accurate.
Now, there have been some examples of online polling that's been tried out in the past elections, right?
Yes.
So how did those turn out?
Yeah, results are mixed, and part of it's getting more and more effective, and you see companies like Google or SurveyMonkey really kind of pushing new techniques forward and sometimes having some pretty good results. The interesting thing that happens is that you start to, you know, with certain types of online polling, you kind of lose the relationship with the science that polling is built on, with what's called a probability sample, where, again, you know, everyone in the population has an equal chance of being contacted. A lot of online polls rely on non-probability samples, that people opt in to a panel and, you know, are then available to be contacted for a poll. But that introduces issues in terms of, you know, what kind of people might be more likely to opt in as opposed to just be randomly contacted on a particular day and get asked a question.
Now, this all seems like an important thing to do, but before, I want to kind of get a sense of what is next for AP. But first, I want to ask you, from a news consumer perspective, what's the benefit of being able to get this information again? I want to understand that a little more.
Sure. You know, I think just being able to understand why the winner of the presidential election ended up getting the most votes, to understand the motivations of the voters who put them in office. And again, you know, going back to 2012, I think a lot of people expected the election to be fairly close heading into November last year, and President Obama ended up beating Governor Romney fairly comfortably. And part of the reason why was just this big surge of support among Hispanic voters in some key swing states. You know, even as the president did worse across the board in 2012 compared to how he did in 2008, his performance among Latino voters ticked up. And without knowing that and without having that data point to kind of analyze the extent to which maybe some comments that Mitt Romney and other Republicans made alienated them from Hispanics over the few years before the election, it would have been kind of very difficult to pinpoint that as a key factor.
So we could lose a lot of historical perspective.
Oh, absolutely. Historical perspective and kind of in-the-moment perspective. And you'll recall right after President Obama was reelected, there was a big push to get immigration reform passed. And I think what we saw in the exit polls had an awful lot to do with that.
So what next on the AP project? What kind of timeline are they working on? Because we do have a big election coming up.
Sure. Over the next year and a half, they're going to be doing real-time experiments using this grant that they won. In 2015 governor's races, there's a big governor's race in Kentucky and another one in Louisiana and in Mississippi in 2015. And then through the presidential primaries and the presidential election in 2016, they're going to be running, they're going to be helping run the regular exit poll just the way it's always been done, but they're also going to be doing experiments with, you know, designing different kinds of online polls and panels to see if they can start to identify some best practices that lead to reliable, accurate exit poll results. And then once the 2016 elections have passed, they're going to be releasing all of their findings and writing this up and presenting them to the media consortium that runs the regular exit poll to make some suggestions for what they should be doing going forward in 2017 and beyond.
Is there any chance that even cooler things could come out of this, that we could get even more information from a project like this? Have they talked about that, or is it just trying to keep what we have?
I think the possibilities are definitely pretty substantial. I think one potential benefit of moving things online is that, again, if you can really end up talking to a lot of people for relatively little money that way, you could potentially get a lot more data about House races, some of the smaller Senate races. You know, there's not a House exit poll at this point. We get exit polls for individual Senate races and individual states in the presidential races, but we never really get that clear picture of what goes on in House races because it's just too expensive to, you know, send someone to precincts all over the country like that or to do follow-up phone polling. And so that's one potential benefit that we could get from figuring out how to do the internet polling right.
Well, Scott, thanks so much for talking to us about this today.
Thank you.
That was Scott Bland. He's the editor-in-chief of National Journal Hotline. He talked to us about the future of the exit poll.